It's episode 96, and we're giving you plugins that map domains, new default welcome screen options, link control, LinkedIn employment, cron management, and themed categories. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch, who's going to add WD-40 to your Christmas list.
WD-40
for that chair.
Oh, I got to remember not to move. Yeah, it just started doing that. It's rather kind of irritating. Oh, well, life happens.
Nice to be on the show, John.
Well, and we're off and running, and we got just a few things here for you, some great plugins and a great show. We got just a few reminders. Off the bat, you can find the show on the website, get all the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com. You can find the podcast on Stitcher Radio. And please go check us out on Stitcher Radio. Download the app from our website if you don't already have it. And also, while you're listening to it on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button. You know, give us a little boost there.
Definitely. And you can also get us in the iTunes store. And I just want to kind of beg for a moment, if we can, John.
Sure. Let's do that.
Which is... We've not had a review in John's home of Canada or in the United States for about a month. So I know there's a lot of new listeners out there. So if you like the show, please head on over to the iTunes store and give us a nice review. Let us, you know, get an honest critique of what you think of the show and help contribute. The more reviews we get, the better placement we get. And slowly throughout the last year, we've been kind of climbing up in the ranks, and we're almost in that top tier, so we could really use your help when it counts most.
Yes, push us up there, and let's push out some of those pod-faded podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Push them down the list. It's always surprising sometimes to see a podcast that's been up and not had an update in almost 4 years, still in the top four.
Yeah, so we could use a little street muscle out there, so please give us a hand at the iTunes store.
All right, and so a little bit of self-promotion for us. As usual, don't forget to check me out for emergency WordPress support. I offer emergency WordPress support. We can do it via email, via screen sharing live, where you can watch what I'm doing. I can watch what you do and guide you through it. You know, same service, same price. I can also give you one-on-one coaching to help get you out of a jam. Or if you just want to hire me and send me the info to get your website fixed, go check me out at wppro.ca/emergency.
And I can't tell you how valuable that is. Just even me as an expert in WordPress myself, you know, sometimes I even get that white screen of death too. So don't be shy. You don't have to be a beginner to get John's help. There are plenty of experts out there who consult with John as well. So make sure you go to that site, wppro.ca/emergency. And if you'd like to get some phone consultation with me, you can go through my new service, which is off of clarity.fm. And hit marcuscouch.com/call. You can talk to me about WordPress issues, podcasting, SEO, or just general internet marketing help. It's an easy way to schedule and pay for a consulting call. So head on over to marcuscouch.com/call.
Yes, and go talk to Marcus about SEO. He'll definitely help you through that part. Very good area. All right. And I have just a little bit more of begging your help out there. I may have mentioned this before, but I'll keep mentioning it until Social Media Camp Victoria happens next spring. So Social Media Camp Victoria is the largest social media camp in Western Canada and in the best city of Canada. So you might want to check it out, plan your vacation, come and visit us. But in the meantime, I need you to head over to socialmediacamp.ca and go check out my articles there. When you see them, click on them, retweet them, Facebook them, like them, leave comments for me. There's a contest between me and all the other guest bloggers on the website. So whoever gets the most social media traffic out of their posts gets a free platinum pass to the event. And that platinum pass gets us into all kinds of really cool events. So that's what I'm kind of aiming for. So we need your help to get there, and I would greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, I think that takes care of all the business, John.
That's it.
Time for the meat of the show.
Oh, that quick? Wow.
Yeah, we're in it.
One of those good ones already. We didn't have a whole lot happening. All right, so off we go. All right, so we've got some plugins today, and a couple of the plugins I've got here today I am actively using in development right now. And it seems that I really didn't think I was, I thought I was sleeping too much or I didn't have enough on my plate. So I thought I would redo some things on one of my own, on my own websites, and bring together an idea. So a couple of the plugins that'll be here are in the middle of their ratings, but I thought I would share them with you developers out there who might wish to experiment with something new. And I'll be talking about those in a few. But to start off the bat, we've got a great one here. And this plugin is called FFF Cron Manager. This plugin came into existence because of an issue I had with my servers yesterday, or one of my servers online. And what happened was, it seemed my WordPress websites, and I have a couple of dozen sites on one server, they just suddenly exploded on me for some reason. My server went to crawl, and I couldn't figure out what was happening. And when I finally got in and started digging, I noticed that for some reason WordPress started pounding out the cron jobs left, right, and center, and I had no idea what had occurred. So I wanted a way to go into the websites and take a look and see what cron jobs had been stacked up in there, and see if I could clean up a stacked mess or what was happening. And instead of digging through stuff, I wanted a simple way, and this plugin FFF Cron Manager allows you to do that. You just plug it in, turn it on, and it gives you a list of all the cron jobs that are scheduled in your website. And it gives you the ability to go in and change them or delete them, which can be very handy if for some reason WordPress has stacked up the cron jobs unnecessarily. And that's what I found on a couple of the websites. It stacked up the cron jobs, so I was able to delete them and get my server back under control. And so I can recommend this plugin very nicely. Give it a 4 dragon rating. Did I come through at all?
No, yeah, that's very nice. Actually, you know, I just wanted to kind of back up for a second. Mm-hmm. Some of the people out there don't even know what a cron job is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So, that was a nice technical jump on my part without explaining.
So basically, I can explain. It's basically a time-based job scheduler that's kind of in a Unix operating environment. And basically, it enables you to schedule jobs or, you know, little commands or shell scripts or things like that to run at specific times or dates or even triggered upon certain conditions of things happening within WordPress itself.
Well, we should give a nice example of what the cron jobs are in WordPress. WordPress cron jobs are whenever your website, if you run a Kismet, for example, it has to go in and check regularly for all the spam and then delete all the spam and other things. And that's what the cron job is. It's a job. It tells WordPress, go in and do this job. And how it's triggered with WordPress is every time someone visits your website.
Yeah, and simple other little things that are crons are like email functions and things like that, or you know, even the stuff that's checks for updates. That's a cron job within WordPress that actually looks for a particular flag, and then the next time you log into WordPress, it says, hey, there's a new update. So that's what that is. So if you have a lot of different plugins on your site that do these kinds of cron jobs, this plugin that John mentioned can help you filter through that, figure out exactly what sequences and scripts are being run at specific times, and then if you would need to clean up the speed of your site, then obviously you'd want to want to trim those down.
Yep.
So I just thought I'd give a little bit more explanation as to cron. So, and it, by the way, can be you can bog your site down to a standstill if you don't watch your crons. So I'm going to use this plugin myself. I have one that manages crons, but not specifically. Okay, so I brought to the table today something called Apply with LinkedIn Buttons. And basically what this allows you to do is if you have a client that's a company that has a career section or, you know, employment section, and they list some of their jobs on LinkedIn, this is an actual really easy way to hook the two together. So when you install the plugin, it will have you insert an API key from LinkedIn. And that's pretty easy to do. They even give you the link as far as where to sign up to get it. And then once you post jobs into LinkedIn, you can actually import those into WordPress just by in just a couple of options with short code. So I thought this was a pretty cool way to incorporate LinkedIn into your WordPress site. This is one of the few instances where they let you do that. LinkedIn is not very WordPress friendly, so I thought this was pretty groundbreaking as far as allowing them to access the API right into WordPress. So, well done on this plugin. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Seems like a very nice way to incorporate LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn is becoming one of my favorite areas to be.
Yeah, it's really nice. And if any of you out there, as long as we're talking LinkedIn, just an unscheduled plug, I do run a group called Affiliate Marketing Masters, and there's over 8,000 members in it now. I've run it since 2007, so it's been around a long time. If you're into affiliate marketing, please check it out.
All right, so the next plugin I've got here is, this is one of the ones that I'm using currently in development, and it's called Domain Mapping System. And what happened is, like I said, I, you know, feel I'm watching too much TV or getting too much sleep, so I needed to break it down and actually do some more work. So this is an idea on one of my own websites, and I'm looking at doing some consolidation of some websites. But instead of putting up and doing the multi-user route, I wanted to try something a little different. I wanted to try and bring it all under one single regular install of WordPress. And that's what I'm working with on this. And this plugin here is Domain Mapping System. And what it allows you to do is it allows you to map any domains you have parked on a domain to particular spots or pages or sections of your website. And so far, so good. It's working pretty decently of mapping out a domain name, mapping domain name A to page section C, you know. And it's got a couple of kinks in it, so I'm still working through it and playing with it. But for you developers out there who are into experimentation, this could be a very nice, useful bit. Or if you're like many of us out here who have 5 or 6 domains pointed at one spot, you wanted to take one of those domains and point it over to a separate category of your site, give this plugin a try. Rating right now on it, 3 dragons with its use and ability. But as I finish this project, I'll come back to this and re-talk about it and its rating.
Very interesting. I've not even heard of being able to do that without the MU install. So
That's what I had thought until I ran into this plugin. So,
Very cool. Well, I've got something that is a bit SEO related. We all kind of wonder about follow and no-follow links and having to go through our site and clean up what we're linking to and back and forth. I found a plugin. It's called Follow No-Follow Control, where you can set all of your external links to specific defaults. You can say, okay, every external link on my site, follow it, or no follow it. And then you can actually include or exclude within a whitelist the ones that override the set default. So if there was something, let's just say, you know, on Yelp or something that you wanted to link to or something like that, you could say anything on Yelp.com, go ahead and follow that link, or the other way around. So a very cool way to kind of control everything in mass, and the ability to have that whitelist is really nice too. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Seems like a nice, easy way to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a use for that.
I think everybody does. I mean, really, you should be no following everything unless you really want to pass along some authority and let Google know about that. So I'm not going to get into the different dynamics of follow and no follow, but this is definitely a cool way to handle it.
Very nice. All right, so the last plugin I've got here is called GYS Themed Categories. And this one goes together with the one previous, in that what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring some things together under one single install, but I also wanted to use different themes for different categories of the website. And that has always been problematic any way I tried it. And so this plugin here, so far, what it's allowing me to do is it's allowing me to assign a different child theme. And I use Genesis in my development. And since I use Genesis, I've got lots of child themes, and I've got some that are already developed. So I wanted to assign a different child theme to the different categories that I'm mapping the domain name to these different categories so that it looks like you've hit a completely different website, but it's still under the same WordPress install. So this is, so far it's working out not too bad. I've run into a couple of bugs on this that I'm still working through, and one of them is that if the post you're trying to assign is assigned to two different categories, when you hit that post, there's times when it doesn't know what theme to use, so it uses bits from both of them. And I found that kind of, you know, comical. So I'm working through to see how this can be done where you can actually use a post in multiple categories, and depending on what category they come to the post on, they could be looking at a completely different theme and think they're looking at a completely different website. So this is actually a project, and it's, like I said, it's a side project, and it's a way for me to consolidate some of my other websites out there that I want to bring together under one roof and just make life a little easier for the people visiting my site. So anyway, so far, the rating on this plugin, again, it's sitting right in the middle at 3 because it installs easily, it works pretty decently, it's just got some bugs in it, and I may have to start talking with the authors of these two plugins to see what we can do about some of the other things in it and see where they're going with their development. I mean, they've got a lot of promise in them.
Yeah, that combined with the domain mapping... is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an entire new way to kind of get one WordPress install, yet get multiple sites out there. And I can think of, you know, product categories or teams or things like that, easy ways that you could, you know, incorporate all your content in with those two plugins combined. Very nice.
I've discovered times where you just don't want to have multi-user installed, because multi-user, with as good as it is, there's just times where you don't want to try and manage multiple sites. You want to do it all under one spot.
Exactly.
And that's what this idea has for me. So.
That's great. Well, I found a real gem out there that is used by a lot of us that are developers and designers out there, where we have other people that get their hands on the back end of the site. This is called WP Getting Started. And basically, it replaces WordPress's default welcome panel with a real easy and effective walkthrough. So it basically... Here's what it does. It gives a four-step walkthrough, how to customize the theme, how to add pages, how to add posts, and just kind of a general overview. So what would happen is, like, say you've got a multi-site and you set somebody up with a new multi-site. It then emails them, they get on, they log in, and then, bam, it's the tutorial. Here's how to work the site. Here's how to use it. Here's how to make posts. Here's what you need to know about it. I thought it was great. The only problem, I wish that it had more customization so that I could incorporate some of my content in there and maybe even videos and things on how to get started and what to do and what the rules are, and even have some kind of an agreement or something like that that they, you know, click the agree button to. It's just like we adhere to every terms and conditions for every other thing we sign up to. So other than that, I thought this was really great, and it's something that I'd like to see more of on the customization level. But in the meantime, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's going to be very useful when setting up, especially a multi-user site, since it says it's multi-user compatible.
It is. And by the way, you don't have to have multi-site with this.
Yeah.
This is just if you have a new user on the site, they'll get this.
Well, this is something that could be very handy. Now, I mean, do you know if it works retroactively? Like, say you've already got users signed up and they've popped in once. Does it suddenly pop up?
I don't know. I didn't have any kind of force thing on this.
Okay.
But this is a pretty new plugin. This thing's only 10 days old and 115 downloads. Yeah. So okay. I jumped on this one really quick when I saw it.
Oh, it does say 3.5 beta 2, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, out there, you know, there are little monitoring tags where WordPress can email you if certain criteria matches what you're looking for. And this is one of those that did it, because I wanted the word walkthrough, and that was in the description, so this came up. Cool. So those of you that prowl the repository like me, sometimes the repository can prowl for you, and this is one of the results of that.
Very nice. That has a lot of promise. I'm going to look into that and possibly install it where it can help a couple of my clients and their new users for their multi-user site.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great for getting people started that don't really have a lot of experience in WordPress.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's all I've got. What we've got for you is some reminders, of course. Don't forget, please go rate us up on iTunes. Go check us out, especially you Canadians. I know you some Canadians out there listening to us. Go to the iTunes store. Take just a couple of minutes. Give us a rating. Say hi. You know, that's the store I'm always in when I go to update my iTunes. I'm always in that one. So we can also be found on blueberry.com, VOA, and, of course, Stitcher Radio, which is rapidly becoming the new favorite place to be.
Yes, I love Stitcher. And make sure you give us that thumbs up while you're listening.
And also, brain just slipped right out of space for something.
Well, go to the website, wppluginsaz.com, and leave us a message. We didn't put any speak pipes on there this week, so the dance floor is wide open. Come on in, and if you've got a comment about the show, if there's a particular plugin that we've given you that you know, really did the trick for you or really helped out, or if there's a problem that you've been encountering regarding a plugin or finding a plugin, John and I are here to help. So make sure you go to the website, click on that speak pipe, and you'll be able to leave us a message in just seconds.
Absolutely. It's a great way to get some great free advice on your WordPress website, and on plugins in particular. So, that's where we're going. Yes, episode 100 is coming up. This has been episode 96, so only four more to go, and I'm rapidly collecting nice little snippets from all the early episodes, so it'll be entertaining, to say the least.
Great. Looking forward to that.
All right. And you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com, or catch me on Twitter, wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. And consulting calls are at marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. And that's all we've got for you. You all have yourselves a good day. Take care. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.